Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, God has a word for you today from His holy word. We're going to be focusing on the gospel reading where Jesus heals 10 lepers. And the word that God has for you today is that Jesus makes you clean. So I want to start with a question. What's the longest you've ever gone without taking a shower? Some of you, I have a guess, a hunch, that some of you may not be able to remember the last time you went a single day without a shower. Right? Some of us do not like to do that very often. Some of you maybe would go quite often more if you could without a shower, okay? But what do you think is the longest you've been? You know, a few days maybe? Can you remember going a week ever without taking a shower? And obviously I'm not talking about when you were a little bitty kid and mom and dad didn't bathe you for like a week. Yes, that happens. But I'm talking about when you've been old enough to bathe yourself. What's the longest you've gone without getting clean? My family and I, we like to go camping once in a while. And we don't have one of those nice campers that has a shower inside, you know. So you have to use the camp showers. And if you go camping, or some of you know, the camp showers are sometimes pretty gross. Pretty disgusting. So sometimes maybe we've skipped a shower camping here or there, right? Maybe some of you can relate to that. Maybe hiking. Maybe you're a big hiker, so you've gone a few days without showering. Or sometimes, you know, you get injured, you have to wear a cast or something, you can't get it wet. So anyway, what can you think of? What's the longest you've been? Let's say that you went a whole month without showering, okay? Well, what's going to happen? Well, the first thing, obviously, most noticeable is going to be the smell, right? And after a few days without bathing, you know, you're probably going to be consciously not getting too close to people, consciously not lifting your arms or anything like this, right? Because the body odor is going to be pretty strong. Then there's that, you know, that greasy kind of film that develops on your skin. Kind of just, you feel dirty. And then, of course, your hair is going to become stiffer, greasier, you know, this kind of stuff. Now, pretty soon, literally, others will not want to be around you. And we all know this, that if somebody, you know, is not in the habit of showering, it's not pleasant to be around them. And that's going to be a problem for you. People are not going to be close to you. Now, I'm saying all this realizing that some of you may be thinking, you know, not all cultures bathe as much as Americans do. And I'm aware of that. But no matter where you live, this is still going to be true, okay? It's not going to be much fun the dirtier you get. Now, I'm really going to press your imagination. Imagine you went 2 months without showering. Maybe a whole year, okay? And just think, what am I going to smell like? What am I going to look like? Who will even love me enough to be near me? And if you can imagine that, then maybe you can start to get a little idea of what it was like to be a leper in Jesus' time. It was horrible. Now, obviously, the problem with leprosy was not that they didn't bathe, you know that, but the symptoms were such that people looked at lepers like they were the dirtiest people alive. Nobody wanted to be around them. And imagine what it felt like for them to be always, you know, having to appear in, you know, if you're not familiar with leprosy, it's not as common today, and the leprosy that's around today isn't exactly the same as it was in Jesus' time. But if you're not familiar with it, I mean, leprosy was basically a skin disease where you get all kinds of sores all over your body. And so you can imagine open sores and pus and stuff and swelling. I mean, it was miserable. So people wouldn't get near, I mean, let alone even like acknowledge them, look at them. So it was a horrible existence. They had to live separated from everybody else, outside of the towns in their own little groups, their own little areas. They weren't allowed to go near anyone without announcing that they were coming. And they definitely weren't allowed to go to the temple to worship. So this is a big deal, and it's important you know about leprosy because the Bible uses leprosy as a kind of picture for what sin is. So let me give you a few examples. Miriam in the Old Testament, Moses' sister, you might remember, she sinned against Moses, and what happened? God gave her leprosy. Or Gehazi, Elisha's servant, he sinned against Elisha, and what happened? God gave him leprosy. Or King Uzziah, he sinned against God and went into the temple when he wasn't supposed to and got angry at the priest, and on his forehead he got leprosy. Leprosy was a kind of picture for what it's like to have sin. Because with leprosy, you're considered dirty, you're lonely and separated from everybody, and you're covered with shame. Well, guess what sin does? Sin that is not forgiven, that's not dealt with, is like when you wouldn't take a bath for weeks and months. Okay, it's dirty. It separates you from people. It covers you with shame. Just, if not, you know, to make my point, all I have to do is read you again a few of the things that Paul says in the epistle today. The works of the flesh, he calls them. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, drunkenness, orgies. These sins make us dirty. I mean, even hearing those words, it's dirt. It's dirty. And the separation, Paul talks about enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, rivalries, dissensions. These are the sins that separate us from each other. These are the sins that ruin marriages and families. They destroy relationships because we're dirty, we're lonely, we're ashamed. We need a bath. Okay? Well, in our gospel reading, these 10 lepers, they find Jesus. And who knows how they had heard about him. He had cured leprosy before, so maybe the word was getting around, but they find Jesus, and they just beg, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, there's probably a good chance they don't know what he's going to do, but they just want help. And that's the answer, see? This is where you and I turn, okay? When we're dirty in our sin, we say, "Jesus, have mercy. I need help, okay? I'm dirty. I need to be clean. I'm separated. I need to be brought back together," okay? Now, Jesus, when he sees these 10 lepers, he doesn't, you know, go out and get a bucket of water and some soap. He's going to scrub them clean. No. Jesus doesn't go and find a doctor, you know, get some fancy creams or oils or salves or something, make their sores go away. No. He doesn't use some kind of natural remedy for leprosy. No. What does Jesus do? They say, "Jesus, have mercy," and Jesus says, "Go. Go." That's all he says. That's it. He says, "Go show yourselves to the priest," and as they get up to walk away, the leprosy is gone. Jesus heals with just a word. Now imagine you go to a doctor, you've got a serious illness, and they simply say, "Oh, go home, you'll be better." And you would be upset, and you would say, "Well, you got to do something." But you see, that's the crazy thing about Jesus. He just says, "Go," and just like that, you are healed and better and cleansed. Now, this is really interesting, I think, because the word baptize means wash. So it's just simply a Greek word that means wash. So to baptize someone is to wash them. So Jesus, these 10 dirty lepers come up to him with leprosy, and he baptizes them. Not in the way we think of with going to, you know, a river and putting water on them. No, he just says the word and cleans them, washes them. That's what baptism is. You know, this morning we witnessed 5 baptisms. Which, what is a baptism? It is simply God saying, "This child is now forgiven and washed clean." And we believe it because it's just God's word. It's not that there's anything that fancy or great about it. It's just his word. He has said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," and we believe it. Just like that day, he said to those 10 lepers, "Go," and they were cleansed. That is the power of God's word. Being baptized is being clean, washed. Now, finally, the question then we all have to say is, well, where do we go from here? Okay? Do we get washed clean by Jesus, and then we just run away from him and never come back? Because see, that's what 9 of the lepers did. 9 of those lepers, Jesus told them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." They went and their leprosy is gone, and they think, "Wonderful, now we're going about with our lives." But one of them says, "Wait a minute, I'm going to go back to him because I want to be with him. I want to be with the one that makes me clean." And Jesus says, "Where are the other 9? This is the guy that we need to learn from. You know, just like most of you probably don't go many days without showering, I mean, let alone a month, there shouldn't be a day also that goes by where we aren't washed clean of our sin. This is what the word of Jesus does. We don't receive his baptism and then run away and never come back to him. But we come back like that one leper, always giving him thanks and praise and receiving his forgiveness. God's word is a cleansing shower. Okay, you think about it very much that way. Just like every day you want to be clean, your body, every day you want your sins washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is something exciting. Okay, notice that when the leper comes back, he's excited. He falls down at Jesus' feet. He's giving him praise. He's thanking him. You know, a lot of people get kind of excited in the shower. That's why people sing in the shower, right? I just yesterday heard our daughter having a whole conversation with somebody in the shower. She was excited in there. It's exciting to be clean. And this is what we are as Christians. It's a joyous thing every day to say, Jesus, here's all my sin. Have mercy on me. And he says, go. Go in peace. You are forgiven. You are loved. That's an exciting thing. God loves dirty sinners like us. He loves us every single day and makes us clean. And being clean is so much better than being dirty. So remember that list I read from Paul about the dirty list of sins. Well, now listen to this list. The list that God gives us when we're in Jesus. He says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are wonderful, wonderful gifts that God gives you when he washes you clean in Jesus Christ. I mean, think about that list. Joy and peace, patience, kindness. These are things that we all want, but we all struggle to have. Right? We all want to be patient. We all want to be kind. We want to have joy and peace, and yet we struggle. And yet here God is telling you to be washed clean of all your sins, receive his word, receive his forgiveness, and these good gifts, joy, peace, patience, kindness, are yours in your Savior Jesus Christ. Getting clean is a wonderful thing. Okay? Just ask the 10 lepers in the gospel reading how much their lives changed after that one day with Jesus. And it couldn't be simpler. All you have to do is stick with Jesus and hear his word. To you today, he says, go. Your faith has made you well. You are clean and forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.